This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
Welcome to a Joycast from Joy 94.9. Visit joy.org.au to find out more about our Joycasts.
Fresh from their performance at Summer Days, I'm joined in the studios by the gorgeous girls from Sweden's Iconopop, Aino and Caroline. Welcome to Joy 94.9.
Oh, thank you so much for having us.
Yeah.
You're welcome. Firstly, congratulations on the success of I Love It. Such an amazing track.
And, thank you.
It's definitely Australia's anthem of summer.
Oh, wow. Well, it's our first time in Australia and we just love it here. It's great.
Oh, wow. When did you arrive?
We came about a week ago?
A couple of days ago, yeah.
Okay.
We started off New Zealand and then we got over here. So.
Oh, nice.
Yeah, and it's so beautiful here. I mean, we went to the beach in Adelaide and just hang there for a while. It was like paradise.
All the yeah.
Wow.
And the people are just, yeah, you know, the crowd has been amazing.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, good.
Dancing
Excellent.
And singing.
Yeah. Yeah.
Good dancers. Yeah.
Australia loves their dance festivals.
Yeah.
And so first of all, we'll jump into Summer Days. How did you find the performing at Summer Days?
It's been good.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And it's so weird when you come all the way from Sweden and people are actually singing along on your songs, even songs we haven't released, and people are like dancing and singing along. That's such an amazing feeling.
Yeah, it must be such a buzz. Yeah.
And yesterday we had some problems with the electricity. It just quit on us. So it was terrible, but the crowd was amazing. They were like singing instead of us.
Yeah, they were like, oh, never mind. You know, they would start singing and we were singing together. So yeah.
Yeah. Did you get to experience the rest of the festival?
Not yet, really. I mean, the backstage area is pretty nice.
Mm-hmm.
But it's been a nice vibe too.
Yeah.
All the artists just hanging together, and it's been great. But we've been traveling very much, so it's more been like get to the festival and then maybe have 2 hours and do the show and then back. So
I think we have to explore it a little bit more next time.
Yeah, definitely. Yeah.
I mean, go out and dance with the rest of the people.
Excellent. Yeah, we love festivals.
You're touring the rest of Australia with Summer Days. Mm-hmm. Is there anywhere else in Australia you're looking forward to performing?
Gold Coast.
Ah, yeah.
I think beautiful
weather.
And Perth also.
Yeah.
We have friends in both Perth and Gold Coast.
Oh, excellent.
Yeah, so it's going to be a lot of fun.
Yeah, we're just excited to be here.
Yeah.
I want to have a chat to you about your hometown. So you're from Stockholm in Sweden.
Yes.
I find that Sweden's really an epicenter of dance music these days. You've got guys and people who've been on this show like Adrian Lux and Rebecca and Fiona.
Oh, they're our friends.
Yeah. Oh, really?
Yeah. Nice. Yeah.
Sweden is such an epicenter for dance music. Mm-hmm. What is it about Sweden's dance scene over there at the moment? There's so many great producers coming from Sweden.
I mean, we haven't been home for such a long time. So.
You know more about Sweden than we do right now. But I guess it's, I don't really know how, but
Sweden got very good music and producers, and it's fun because everywhere we go, we just bump into a lot of Swedes doing their thing, which is very fun because it's such a small country.
Yeah.
So I don't know why, but
maybe.
Yeah, it's cool.
Sweden is kind of a sensitive place because, and it's when it comes to like music, to what do you say?
Yeah, you mean sensitive about picking up like
trends and stuff.
Yeah,
right,
and
yeah.
It might be that people are a little
bit more switched
maybe
on.
Maybe ahead,
The track that you did with Chitty Bang, Manners, it was just certified platinum here in Australia, so congratulations for that.
Oh, wow.
I didn't know that, but now I know.
Yay, that's party.
Who would you like to collaborate with in future?
We have a lot.
Yeah, we have a lot of people.
Yeah.
A dream come true would probably be like Chemical Brothers, Daft Punk, but I mean Prince.
Yes.
Oh, wow. Yeah.
Prince.
Yeah.
That will be a dream come true.
And maybe some Australian.
Yeah, we have to dig in deeper to that.
Did you find anybody that you liked yesterday at Summer Days?
We haven't.
The Aussies?
No.
We haven't, like, really checked it out yet because it's just been a lot of traveling, but we will. And, yeah, I bet there's a lot of good.
Excellent. Your track, I love it. International success. And as I said before, a summer anthem for us here in Australia. Our music director here at Joy had a countdown of his favourite tracks of 2012. And your track came in at number one.
Oh, wow.
So it's
we like it.
It's been on high rotation here at Joy. Did you expect this sort of success from the track when you were recording it?
No, I mean,
you can just go on your guts and your feeling for the song. And we really loved it. And it felt very good. And
we were kind of just pouring our hearts out, and people really understood what we were saying. And it's nice when you can turn something like heartaches into something positive instead. Like,
you find the strength in the heartache, kind of, you know?
Yeah.
And I think, I mean, it's a song where almost everybody can relate to it, because almost everybody's been through some kind of a heartbreak or something like that. So
definitely, yeah.
Yeah, we're just very happy that, I mean, Excellent. We're here on the other side of the world.
Excellent. And it looks like you guys had a lot of fun doing the music video for that too.
Oh, yeah. We actually went to Paris for 24 hours with one of our best friends who is a photographer.
Yeah.
And he never hold on to a video camera. So, but he borrowed one, and then he just followed us because we had two DJ gigs. Wow. So it's just
it
like us
crazy,
sitting on the street.
Yeah.
And yeah, it was wild. I was destroyed for
weeks. Yeah, we all got sick after that because we were just, but it was very fun.
Yeah.
Now, you guys are releasing an album later on this year.
Yeah.
Tell us a little bit about the album. What can we expect from it?
Well, we've been doing it, writing the album for almost 4 years now, three and a half, and it's, I mean, it's going to be, you're going to hear that we've done an adventure when it comes to music. We left Sweden and went to London for a year, and because we were so interested about the DJ scene and the underground music there, so you can really hear that we got influenced by the dance music, and then also like a lot of different genres. So it's gonna be a spread album with different kind of tracks, but we're still gonna have like the pop sound, because pop is what we are.
I think it's going to be a very personal album, and now it feels like some people starting to get to know us a little bit, but this album will be more, a little bit more under our skin and more personal, and people will definitely know us after this album, I think.
And of course you're going to hear like the Icona sound, the child choirs and the anthem.
Excellent. As a part of a getting to know you, how did you guys get to know each other? How did Icona Pop first come about?
We actually met about 2009, in the beginning of 2009. Me, Aino, I was dumped. I was really, really depressed and lying in a bed for 2 weeks. And we have this mutual friend, and she was calling me every day for 2 weeks. She was like, you have to get out of bed. And then one day she kind of forced me, and I went to this party, and that was where I met Caroline, because you were kind of the host of the party.
Yeah, it was in my apartment.
Oh, wow.
And I was kind of frustrated at that time. I was trying to make it with music and the love, and nothing was going my way. So I think I was throwing a lot of parties to dance my pain away. It was good parties, though.
Yeah.
It was, and we had such a good crew, such a good feeling. And then, you came to one of my parties, and it was kind of love at first sight.
Yeah.
You know, we felt that we had something special, and we just throwed ourselves out there. And the day after we met, you called me and you're like, hey, Caroline, I'm on my way to your apartment with a bottle of wine and a computer.
Yeah. And that's not typical me. Usually I'm kind of like a little scared, especially when to let someone in. And because it's like a little bit courage to kind of write with new people. It can be kind of scary, but I just felt instantly that we had something really cool.
And the weird thing is that we didn't even talk about what kind of music we wanted to do. We just started, and we wrote our first song called Sheriff Came to Town on a Big Black Horse.
And it was kind of like, we got a lot of inspiration from movies. So it was like Tarantino
vibe. Yeah, it was very fun.
Then after we wrote that song, we were like, we should like start a band or something. And then 2 days after that, we booked our first gig, and a month later, we sit on stage having our first gig. So Icona Pop was formed the day after we met.
Wow.
Yeah, and this is my best friend.
Yeah, so I mean, we're lucky to have each other. We're two best friends touring the world. I mean,
you couldn't.
I have to pinch myself in the arm a lot of times.
Do you have plans to come back to Australia to promote the album?
Oh yes, plans. We're gonna hustle and hustle to get back very soon.
Excellent. We love this place.
Have you got any plans laid so far? Or
no, we're making a lot of plans up right now.
Yeah.
Okay.
But we don't have any dates yet, but definitely very soon.
Yeah.
All right. Well, I can't wait to see you guys perform. Thank you so much for taking the time to
chat
with me.
Thank you so much for having us.
And I wish you all the best for the future.
Thank you.
Thank you. And see you soon.
Yeah.
Thank you.
Joy 94.9 is a GLBTIQ community radio station in Melbourne, Australia. Support Joy 94.9 by becoming a member at joy.org.au.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast, brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help us keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.